Death, the Great Leveller. Oh yes, you find everyone here in Waverley Cemetery. Judges, bushrangers, actresses, priests, and hangmen. As one of the resident white marble angels watching it all, I don't like to discriminate. So come with me now to meet one of the colony's least popular figures during his lifetime, Robert Howard, aka Nosy Bob, the longest-serving hangman in New South Wales. Bob wasn't always a hangman. In the mid-19th century, he was a handsome cab driver, making a good living on the streets of Sydney. Some claim that he was very nice-looking. Others, that when Queen Victoria's son, Prince Alfred, made his royal tour, he rode with Bob. But then the cabbie's luck turned.
Some say I'm that thirsty I'd drink with Nosy Bob, but would I drink with you? You may think a hangman the lowest of the low, but sometimes in life a man has no choice. I was a fine-looking fellow when a kick from a horse robbed me of my nose. It made this horror on my face and got me this name, Nosy Bob. I could no longer earn a living as a handsome cab driver. What lady would hire me with this face? And a hangman is paid a goodly sum, £150 a year. Do you earn as much? Nosy Bob, the champion choker, or the gentleman hangman. Or sometimes they just call me Scragger. For 28 years I've been hangman for the colony of New South Wales. For 27 of that, chief hangman. And in my time I've dispatched 62 unfortunates. It's all about the knot. Imagine, if I put the knot under the patient's chin, I like to call them the patient, give them a bit of dignity. If it's under the chin, there'd be a chance of scratching the man's neck and drawing blood. And if there's a single drop of blood, the press are down on me. Unlike most government hangmen, my botch jobs are few, but still I've been reviled in the press and shunned in the street, set upon while having a quiet drink in the pub. Once, a group of young men, one was wearing a white waistcoat and a gold watch chain, knocked me down and said they'd hang me. They swore they'd burn my place down, my refuge, the home of my wife and two small children. They threw me into the street and stoned me. I took 5 months to recover from that assault, but a man must keep working. I take pride in doing my work well, and in keeping a neat house and fruitful garden, in bringing up my children with schooling so that they can find respectable work. The press write articles about ending capital punishment. Archie of the Bulletin is always on about it. They attack me as its monstrous face, the villainous bringer of death. I only do with a rope what a judge does with his words. I'm not one of those hangmen who care for nobody or go slowly mad after watching too many unfortunates struggle for long minutes in the noose, kicking and gasping for breath because someone mistied the rope. Other hangmen sell used rope for souvenirs. I never do. I'm a decent man who does his work well. You should come to my home and see my garden. Sit and have a cup of tea. Look at the view of the Pacific Ocean. Listen to how well my children read. I have nothing to be ashamed of. If I need a beer, I send the horse to the pub with sixpence in a billy can. The publican exchanges the sixpence for beer and the trusty horse returns home to Nosy Bob. (sighs) Would you like a beer?
Waverley Cemetery, stories of the famous and the forgotten.